It's Wednesday. Mm-hmm. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for the first hate mail of the week of 2025. And right before we went on our Christmas break, as Tommy gingerly with his old man hands tries to open a bottle of water.
Why, the water's way over.
Oh, let me get it. Let me get it. Oh, no.
It's a hard reach.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's a hard reach.
It is.
Will you just go to a home?
No, because I got to go back. I'll go to your mama's home. Still to reach it on one.
Right after Christmas. We told you a story involving our coworker Breezy, who works down on PXY.
You think of somebody with a nice name like that, they'd be pleasant.
She was
an awful Breeze.
She was awful Breeze makes him feel bad. Breezy was up for the Democrat and Chronicle's Radio Personality of the Year.
Yeah, she hardly brought it up.
It's on their website. It was on their website. And to win, she needed people to vote for her.
She was campaigning.
Yeah, so she comes into our room in the middle of one of our commercial breaks, mm-hmm. and she asked me first. She goes, did you vote for me? And I go, no, I didn't know. And then she turns to Kimmy. She goes, mm-hmm. did you vote for me?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, already on it.
Okay. So then she turned to walk out of the room.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here.
Yep, right there. Right there. And that's, Tommy, when you asked.
What, you don't want my vote?
Mm-hmm. So she.
But I forget how she worded it. It was very condescending.
She turned around, mm-hmm. looked back at you.
And she's serious.
She looked you up and down,
mm-hmm.
and she said, oh, I didn't know you knew how to do it.
All right. And then left.
Walked out of the room.
But she doesn't want my vote.
No.
She's begging for votes, but she don't want my vote counts as much as yours.
She didn't want your vote. She just didn't want to explain to you how to
vote. Well, I guess she don't want my vote.
She told Tommy to his face that she thought he was too old to know how to vote online. And she wasn't being mean.
No.
She was being sincere. I mean,
but she's out here politicking
for
votes, and she don't want my vote.
In her defense, she also got the email with all your passwords. So can you blame her?
You sent your work passwords in an all-email company email. So Breezy does this. Kimmy and I fall over with laughter. Mm. Then we recounted the story on the air, and we once again fell over with laughter. But somebody heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't laughing.
Yeah, about elder abuse.
Yeah, they got upset.
So funny, buddy.
That's right. In fact, they, Tommy, have a suggestion for you.
I like this.
It's time for you to stand up for yourself.
Oh, I'm making a call of one of those guys on TV.
And stop the obviously illegal behavior that is being perpetrated against you.
Mm-hmm.
Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, trying to help Tommy get what he deserves. Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
I don't know what's so funny about a coworker assuming that Tommy cannot do a task based on how old he is. When you told the story of that girl who didn't think that Tommy could work a website and laughed about it, it was just another example of how today people above a certain age are discriminated against. The assumption that just because they aren't of the most recent generation, they can't do something. And it doesn't stop there. It's obvious that many workplaces are inserting technological aspects into jobs to force out the older generation, like Tommy's. You cannot tell me that people can do a job for decades, then all of a sudden not be good at it because that workplace has added a technological component that makes no sense to them. And most of the time, that technology doesn't help workplace production. It hurts it. Tommy has a lawsuit if he wants to pursue it. He can sue your workplace for age discrimination. He shouldn't be criticized, made to feel stupid, or pushed to the side because he doesn't have a certain skill set that wasn't necessary when he started working
Thank
that
you.
Job. And all of the people who thought this was funny, shame on you. You'll see it's only a matter of time before you're in the same situation. Sincerely, Brian.
I'm going to call one of them law firms. There's like seven guys' names on it.
Yeah, God, sounds like your Saturday night. Jim and Frank and Steve and Don. And then three more guys.
I love when he says Tommy's pushed to the side. Like, Tommy doesn't push himself to the side. Oh, no, I don't know how to do that. I don't know. I never learned, so maybe you should do it for me.
You mean the man who intentionally showed up drunk to a meeting at 10 in the morning so he'd never have to go to a meeting again?
It worked.
Okay. You hear what Brian writes and you think?
Yeah, he's right. It's abusive, and I shouldn't be subjected to it. As an elder statesman at a radio station.
You can't even speak in your job as to speak. As elder statesman.
You know what I mean.
Kimmy, this guy's not serious, right?
No, he is serious.
No, I think he is serious because I think he may be applying this to his own situation, potentially.
Hey, by the way, y'all going to get old. Yeah. Your ass going to get old.
I'm aware.
You get old if you stop eating them goddamn cookies.
But it's just weird how you pick and choose when you don't know how to do stuff.
But that's why they call it pick and choose.
But I'm saying that you use that to your advantage most of the time.
That's what you're supposed to do.
No.
I don't know what I'm doing. I need people to do it for me.
It's called manipulating the system.
Okay.
And then you get mad when somebody says, well, you don't know how to do that. And it's like, well, you know, don't get mad at me because I don't know how to do it. I didn't want to learn.
Are you done?
Everything she said is true.
Are you done?
Tommy, you're my boy. I love you.
Is this love?
But you have to admit, when it comes to technology, it's not your strongest suit.
Well, no, because they changed the rules constantly.
But I'm also convinced that even back when you first started, you didn't know how to do the basics.
Yeah, of course he didn't. That's why they had seven people in a room with two guys talking.
Because we work with other guys your age that can do stuff.
Michael, who else does stuff?
Pretty much everybody.
Yeah. Spazano knows his technology. Yeah. He was telling me this morning about his 3D printer.
Is he making guns?
No, he's making a snowball maker for his daughter, you idiot.
Oh, thank God he's got that kind of technology down.
Look, you're my boy. Yeah. But what Breezy said was 100% true. You would not have known how to do what she wanted you to do. And you don't even care.
So
you just wanted to be included.
Frustrated.
So I did
to do it.
So I did do it.
No,
but
you
did figure it out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So
I voted.
Who, you voted for Breezy?
No. I voted for Evan Dawson. I'll show it to you on my phone.
Because
I screenshotted it, and I voted for Evan Dawson.
You screenshot it to use it against Breezy?
Yeah.
What a dick.
No.
Do we know if she won, by the way?
I have no idea.
No, she would have won. She would have said something.
Yeah, great point.
Yeah, you're right.
She would be doing cartwheels and balloons.
What if your vote was the deciding factor?
I hope so. Because she deserves it.
But
she hasn't been in the business long enough to be up for an award.
Been in the business? You've been in this business long enough to win 15 awards.
So
you've never won one.
What we're finding out is you will only learn how to use new technology if it's for revenge.
For evil.
It's amazing what you can put your mind to when you're angry.
But let's put your issue aside here.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to talk about what Brian brought up in his hate mail.
What did he say?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. What is age discrimination at work? Because mandating certain technologies does not seem like age discrimination. Because that's what his argument is. Like, mm-hmm. they bring in technology and older folks aren't familiar with it, and that's age discrimination. Kimmy, could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Could you Google the definition of workplace age discrimination New York State? Because here's the thing.
What's up?
It's easy to read Brian's letter and feel bad,
mm-hmm.
right? Look, everybody's got some kind of sympathy for a world blowing past people.
Yeah.
But there is another side of this.
What's up?
Folks of a certain age who you work with that refuse to learn any new technology. Yeah, I've been doing it like this for X amount of years and it works just fine and I'm going to keep doing it my way.
It worked in the 60s.
It makes everyone else's life you work with so much
harder.
But
we dealt with the old people when we were coming up.
And exactly. They were saying the same thing you were and you made fun of them.
No, we treated them like they do in Japan where you respected the elderly people. You listened to their stories.
I remember a man who worked across the street reading the news for like 50 years. And he came over here to do an interview before I was full-time on this show.
Yeah, yeah, he's a good kid.
Right, yeah, yeah. And you made fun of him for 5 hours. And look.
But I respected him.
If the place you work
yeah.
believes they found a more efficient way to get work done by implementing certain technologies, how can you say, no, I'm not going to do that, and expect your employment status to stay the same? It doesn't make sense.
But they're automating and AI and everything to put everybody out of work.
There we go.
That has nothing to do with age.
Kimmy, can you read the definition of age discrimination in New York State?
An employer may not refuse to hire or promote an employee and may not terminate an individual Ooh. Because of age, and must provide the same terms and conditions of employment. Blah, 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 blah. Sorry, this goes on for a while.
So basically, it doesn't...
locked in.
It doesn't... No. Yeah,
so
the
can't.
Lock. Can't get rid of me.
It doesn't say not learning new technology keeps you...
I'll call the Gray Panthers, bro. I'll have 50 gray hairs around this building in 20 minutes. AARP, baby. We rule. We run government.
252-WCMF. Again,
buying everything.
Hate mail of the week. Brian writes us after Tommy is made fun of. Well, no, she didn't even make fun of him. She didn't think Tommy Breezy, our coworker, could vote for her online.
No, I was beneath her humor even. She treated me like trash.
Oh.
Like Florida trash.
Well, you are Florida trash.
Oh, yeah, true.
Brian writes says that's age discrimination. Tommy has a lawsuit that new technology is age discrimination at your job if folks don't know how to use it. And folks like Brian, to a point you made a second ago, want to make this seem like a modern problem. Because we assume, like Kimmy said, it now affects him. But this has been since the beginning of time.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who ran mail via horse-drawn wagon had to learn a new technology when the train showed up.
Yeah, they shot that guy.
He was out of a job. Like, using new technology to make a business more efficient has happened since businesses exist.
Yeah, but things are moving too fast. Pat.
Shut up,
you had
man.
To meet.
Every generation says that. Granted, technology moves faster than it ever has before.
It's got to slow down.
But your father...
And you're also learning some of these new things along with your younger coworkers. Like, we're all learning a lot of this stuff together.
No, we're learning it. He's leaving at 10.
That's what I mean. Like, you're kind of choosing not to learn.
No, it's not kind of. He is choosing not to learn it.
You two are exhausting.
You actually make Kimmy's life harder because of the technology you refuse to use. She has to do it for you.
But she's doing a bang-up job.
Or explain to other people why I... Send it to me instead of Tommy, because Tommy's not going to see this.
Like, your lack of learning technology is making her your secretary. Does that feel good?
No. No.
So learn it, then.
Oh, but she's not my secretary.
Well,
you get she gets your messages and then has to tell you and help you do the thing you need to do.
That's not a secretary. That's a buddy.
I'm like the messenger, too, because I get emails or texts from salespeople saying, hey, can you tell Tommy to fill in the blank?
Because they also assume you don't know how to text.
Yes.
I know how to text. I send you guys funny stuff all the time.
It's nothing but pictures and emojis. You've never texted a word to me in my life.
But don't those pictures speak a thousand?
I'm not saying I don't love the pictures. Right. Pictures are great. Mm. You know, the other point that never gets brought up in these age conversations,
yeah.
Right?
What's up?
The whole age discrimination thing only goes one way. Because folks get very sensitive when how someone's old age affects work.
Well, we're vulnerable.
No, and it's understandable. Look, don't get me wrong. Folks deserve to keep their jobs if they can do them, right? You put in a lifetime of labor. You shouldn't get blown out because you're a certain age. Like, you earn the ability to stay if you can do your job. But no one ever goes to bat for the folks under 30 who are constantly kicked in the scrot only because they're under 30.
But that's why it's always been. The newbies always get kicked around.
Oh, that's how it's always been? Kind of like technology moving is how it's always been?
I don't know.
Look, we read the news nonstop for this show, right? Mm. And every day, and I'm not making this up, you can look for yourself, there are a minimum of 3 studies or opinion pieces nationally about how Gen Z sucks at whatever work thing they want to talk about.
Nobody wants to work anymore. You can't find a good man under 50.
They're lazy. They're entitled. They don't know how to function.
Oh, my God.
And 10 years ago, they wrote those same exact stories about millennials. Why is it okay for guys like Brian and Tommy to tell 20-somethings that they suck at their job, but then the second it comes to them because they're too old,
But it seems like this is kind of the way of the world.
Oh, is that it?
You hand it off to the next generation to hate the younger generation. Mm-hmm. It's what America does.
Oh. Kind of like how you used to hate on the old guys because they didn't know what they were doing and they were just biding time.
They did not know.
You should not criticize anyone.
Put that on a shirt.
For the job they do based solely on how old they are. But it goes both ways. Mm. I mean, hell, you'll see older employees tell younger employees to their face that they suck. We have witnessed it happen. Could you imagine if Hope from the Country Station came down to this room, looked Tommy in the face, and was like, you're too old to be effective at your gig and you smell like an old man?
No, I would think that's breezy.
But you could go and do that to some kid here, and people would laugh.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of do haze new people, even young or old. Somebody shows up. You have said in the past, they have to earn your hello.
I just don't hand out hellos. I'm not so hello whore.
There was a guy, a horlo.
Horlo.
Which is a dynamite wine for Prince.
A holo.
There was a guy that worked here who Tommy intentionally did not say hello to, despite the fact that he would say hello to Tommy because he had to earn his hello.
And we came around with each other, right? And that kid respects me and I respect him.
That kid don't respect you and you don't respect him.
I do like that kid.
No, I'm not saying you don't like him. The question was respect.
Well, that respect's a little weird with me.
Respect's weird to you? Yeah. Why?
I don't know. It doesn't come to me, naturally.
Like...
So I honestly don't believe there's anybody that you worked with that you 100% respect.
Of course I do.
Who? Name them.
I respect you.
My ass.
Don't respect that. Kimmy, I respect.
You were so full of crap.
If you respected Kimmy, you'd learn how to do stuff so she wouldn't have to do it for you.
I respect the fact that she does my crap.
That's not respect. That's like. Do you not know the difference between the word like and the word respect?
Respect means I like you.
No. You can respect someone you don't like. You can like someone you don't respect.
I never got that.
Because you don't know the definition of the word.
Well, I can't say I know something if I don't know it.
Is that because does that just come with time at a workplace? Because there aren't many people here that have been here longer than you.
True. Well, they're either dead or retired.
And you're both. Yes, and you're both, but you took my joke. Hey, way to go. You're a professional. Way to keep pushing real hard at your age.
Sorry.
Dynamite. Yeah, your mom. Go. Have you done? Here's the definition of respect. Are you ready?
Yeah, Aretha Franklin.
Quote.
R-E-S-P-C-H something.
No, that's the company that's going to keep your rights.
Oh.
Respect, a feeling of deep admiration for someone or something elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievements.
I had that for both of you. What?
I didn't say anything.
So you think I don't respect you?
No, I know you don't respect me. See, there it is. If you respected me, you would have done that.
I think there's a difference between respecting somebody and needing somebody.
Well, does it do the same thing?
No.
It can, but I don't think it does in this case.
Listen, I'm a very selfish person.
That's what we're telling you.
Well, I'm admitting it.
No, because you've been arguing that the whole break.
But I could be selfish and respect somebody.
No, you can't.
Or you like Lincoln or something. Or Abraham Lincoln. I respect that guy.
Why?
Well, he's a good president.
Got shot in the head?
Well, that guy didn't respect
Okay. Look, we'll wrap it up like this. What sucks about this discussion and the feelings Brian has and, you know, hating on the younger folks at your job is this is a problem that will never get fixed because we're not naive enough, Kimmy and I, to understand that one day we won't get to a point where we feel the same way.
Hmm.
And that when it affects us personally, we won't all of a sudden feel like maybe how Brian or Tommy does.
Yeah.
So you don't stay an age long enough where you can efficiently change the way that you think or the way that you feel. By the time we realize, like, okay, this is we're going to be that age.
Yeah, and everything moves forward.
Exactly. Yeah. So this will be a problem until the world explodes.
Right. That's true. So just it's a natural reaction. Relax.
Let's take a break. You can be a part of history.
All right.
Witness greatness.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even be one of those fans that gets replayed over and over again for decades, celebrating your team's epic run on those, like, you know, movies that they show for years. But you have a bunch of things to consider.
What's up?
This weekend could be the weekend to pull the trigger and watch your Bills kick off their championship aspirations. That is, if you want to gamble that you can't afford next weekend.
But isn't it too late?
No. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. First round of the playoffs in Orchard Park. And this game at home, obviously, sold out.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the good parts of modern technology is the secondary ticket market that exists online. You can always get a ticket if you want to get in.
Okay.
And the good news, for this weekend, it's affordable.
Oh, how is that?
Well, relatively.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. If you want to see your Bills in the playoffs on Sunday, you can get in the door for this game right now for $130 a seat.
Now, am I up?
You're up. But if you want to sit in the lower bowl, you can do that for as little as $200 a seat.
Oh, fancy, man.
And I understand that $130 and $200 is not pocket change.
Yeah, right. It's not cheap, but
you compare that to the primetime games 2 years ago. I mean, Kimmy, that Packers game with Aaron Rodgers before he came to New York, that was $500 in the door.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, $130 in the door, $200 in the lower bowl is as good as it's going to get for an NFL playoff game. And I will say this.
I was going to say, I think that has to do with expectations, too, because I think a lot of people are assuming they're going to have more chances to see them.
So let's talk about that in a second.
All right.
Now.
All right, so it's 130 up top, two in a bowl.
You got it. What? You know that I got my season ticket.
Yeah.
There is nothing like experiencing a Bills playoff game in person. The atmosphere is insane. You've got that winner go home hanging over your head the whole time.
National TV.
You got it. It looks like we're going to have Nance and Romo. That's the assumption.
Yeah.
So if you've never been, I highly recommend going if you could swing it. But, like Kimmy said, there is a decision to make about this week versus the coming weeks.
Well, that's like the big, big one.
If you go Sunday, you're getting in cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see Josh and the boys. But it's not the premier matchup that next week could bring.
Because next week's the last game there.
Potentially. And that's the other thing.
Yeah, yeah.
See, and that's what all of these factors you have to weigh. The phone number 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now, if things work out the way people anticipate, we could have Lamar Jackson and the Ravens coming to town. That would most likely be the primetime game, and you would have two MVP frontrunners, two of the best quarterbacks of their generation, facing off win or go home.
Yeah.
And the tickets will be more expensive, but the atmosphere will be so much more intense, and it's possible.
Yeah.
That game is way more memorable and has way more historical significance to this team than the one you would go to on Sunday.
Okay.
And then, if everything works out flush the way people assume, the Bills will be going to Kansas City for the AFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing in this life is guaranteed.
So let's say Kansas City craps the bed.
Well, let's put it this way. The Chargers playing this weekend against the Houston Texans in Houston. Yet Houston is in such a bad way The Chargers are 2.5-point favorites on the road.
Okay.
The Chargers also play in the same division as the Chiefs and almost beat them earlier this year.
Is that Harbaugh?
That's Harbaugh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
And they got a good defense, right?
Kind of. Look, the chance is slim.
All right.
But it's not out of the question that the Chargers could beat the Chiefs. And all of a sudden, if the Bills beat Baltimore or whoever they're seeing, you got a home AFC championship game.
Right. But that's going to be insanely expensive.
But how many people?
I can't imagine the cost of that would be.
But you are witnessing a game that could put the Bills in the Super Bowl for the first time in over 30 years.
Mm.
Tommy?
Yeah.
When it comes to one game and one game only, because unless you have season tickets, if you're buying on the secondary market, you can probably afford one game of the playoffs.
Yeah.
What do you do?
If I was going to go, I would take that Baltimore game. Because that's going to be epic. You got the two superstars of the league outside of Mahomes. I mean, in the whole league.
Okay.
Just those three guys.
You're saying you're just going to see good football, period.
I think all the way around, atmosphere, national television, two of the best quarterbacks in the history of the game. I think you got to take that Baltimore game.
Okay, but I would like to remind you, the only game you can guarantee will happen right now
is this first one.
You got it. I mean, the Bills do have to win that game.
I get it.
To have a chance at next week. Not to mention, you're anticipating Lamar coming, which a lot of people are, but it could be the Chargers or the Texans coming to town next week if something crazy happens.
I understand.
Right? So that wouldn't carry the same cachet as the Ravens would.
But it would still be probably a night game, probably a national TV game because of the,
Well, you know, it's interesting.
Divisional
like,
round.
I don't know. Like, there are some matchups in the NFC. The Chiefs is probably going to be, Chiefs are probably going to be prime time no matter who they play.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have the two primetime games, one come out of the NFC, one come out of the AFC, and the Bills are playing at, like, 3 o'clock on Sunday.
I would think, one would be Saturday night, one would be Sunday night.
All right, let me put it this way.
Right.
The Bills played the Bengals in the divisional round a couple years ago. That was a, 3 o'clock game?
Yeah.
It wasn't a primetime.
All right.
It was. It was the daytime because I took my brother, and it started snowing in the sunshine.
Okay.
And before it started snowing right as the team was running out of the tunnel. And Ryan looked at me and goes, we're going to cream them. And
they got their ass. At first, it felt like a magical Buffalo Bills kind of night, and it never took off.
I would definitely roll the dice and go for the and hope for the Baltimore.
So you're willing to potentially spend a lot more money and are going to guarantee a Bills win and not go experience Denver-Buffalo on Sunday?
I got no interest in Denver.
Okay.
But, you see Baltimore. You're more familiar with Baltimore than I am with Denver. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that's because you don't watch football, though.
I also don't watch West Coast football that much.
You say West Coast.
I don't have the package.
Pretty far from the coast.
It's still West.
It's Midwest football, bro. Kimmy?
Yeah.
This weekend, affordable, guaranteed.
She's chintzing out.
Next weekend, not guaranteed, way more expensive. What do you do?
I think I take the guaranteed weekend.
Okay.
Because then if I see them win and they move on, I think the next game might be a little too intense for me to see in person.
The way you smoke, it's going to be intense.
The way
you'd be burning in a parking lot. Who you kidding? Like
sounds like an awful experience. In all honesty, but I would just think there's going to be so much build up to that game, and I'm going to be so nervous prior to the start of kickoff.
But
I don't even know if I could really enjoy it.
I thought you guys like all that craziness.
I do, but I also don't know if I can handle it.
I mean, she's not wrong. Like that, I was at that Chiefs game last year. I was at the Bengals game the year before, right? Like, I was at the Ravens game second playoff game, the COVID year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is, as fun as the atmosphere is, as the games get more important, there is, when things start to go the wrong way or when the game's close, you feel it in your stomach.
And everybody around you's feeling it. It all just builds up.
When Tyler Bass missed that field goal last season against Kansas City, nobody looked at each other. Nobody said anything.
Mm. Well, yeah, it was like a death in a family.
That's what I'm saying. It was a funeral. So, you had this intense game. It was so much fun.
Home.
Yeah, it was.
But that's all part of the gamble of the game. Right?
My dad got left at the stadium.
Oh, I forgot that when that happened.
Wait, he didn't have any family there to pick him up?
I don't think Tommy was here. Was it?
Oh, I'll tell the story real quick. So my dad takes this bus every Sunday. Because he just wants to go and have fun and not worry about anything.
Don't blame him.
So he gets on the bus here in Rochester. It takes him up to Orchard Park, and then the bus takes you home 45 minutes after kickoff, right? So my brother and I go up to the game. One of his buddies is driving.
Mm.
It was a nightmare getting out of the parking lot after that game. The weather was terrible. It was super freezing cold.
Yeah.
So we got stuck in the lot for an hour. We finally get on the highway. And
you guys are on 90.
And it's 12:30. I got to be to work in two hours, right? My dad calls me.
He's probably already home. Nice.
He goes, what are you doing?
I go, why? What's up? He goes, the bus broke some rule. They're not letting anybody on the bus. They're not letting the bus drive home. It's some state law that got broken. They told us we need to take an Uber home from Uber Orchard home. Park. From Orchard Park. He goes, where are you at? I go, Thruway. Bye. Good luck.
Oh, you guys are such dicks.
Bro, I was not going
that
back.
That man
into,
raised
no,
you.
No, kind of. Partially. I was not going back into that hornet's nest
yeah.
to go get him. You're on your own. I got to be to work in 2 hours.
You
I'm sorry.
Abandoned your father. Two
no.
sons
no.
abandoned.
He had, what, an hour and a half to figure this situation out.
Not, amen. I feel for you.
You wouldn't go back for your daddy?
No, I'd be so pissed at my dad. I
you
wouldn't
would
even answer
back.
His call. Here's the problem with my dad. I wouldn't know it's an emergency because he always calls me like it's an emergency.
Yeah. No, she's yeah. right. That's a dad thing. Every dad
call. And if I don't answer, I'll leave a message. Call me back as soon as you can. Bye. And then it's just because he can't work his remote or something.
252-WCMF. This weekend, these tickets to get into this Bills playoff game, relatively cheap. $130 to get in the door, $200 to sit in the lower bowl, and that's great.
Yeah.
The more premier matchup, if things work out flush, is next week. There is also an outside chance at a home AFC championship game. If you're going to one, do you take the guarantee this weekend, save some money? Do you hold off, hope the Bills win, spend a little bit more to be there for bigger history? Does the weather factor in?
I would think so, right?
Well, it's going to be pretty cold this weekend.
It's going to be frigid.
I can't see it getting much better after this weekend.
Well, I mean, look.
Well, it might turn a little bit. You could be sitting in the 40s next week.
Or, I mean, or it could be colder.
But, I mean, even sitting in 30-degree weather is going to be better than the wind chill yeah. it looks like it's going to be yeah. in an Orchard Park on Sunday.
Like right now, it's brutal outside.
It cuts yes. like a knife.
Yes.
And it feels so right.
Oh, you should write that down. That's a good one.
No. There's also the issue of who you're going with, depending on which game.
Will you be taking your lover?
Is it a couples game?
Well, I would think if your spouse is a Bills fan, you're probably going together.
All right, can I ask
you're not
you,
leaving one behind.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Like right. your daddy.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
Now, you know I have all the respect in the world for your football knowledge.
Yeah.
I hold your opinion very highly.
Well, she's sure. top-notch.
Yeah. But I'm not your husband,
mm-hmm.
right? And your husband has his boys.
Yeah.
And there is a difference, Tommy, you can admit, between spouse fun and friend fun.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Actual fun.
Kimmy, you would assume if your husband came upon two tickets to this game that yeah. he would want to go to the game with you.
I would, if I could go to the game, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But does he, are you sure he wouldn't rather go with his friends, even though you are a diehard Bills fan?
Yeah, but I think at this point in life, he has a tough time finding friends to go with because they all
Yeah, you chased them all off?
Well, no, because they all have young kids.
Mm.
So if these are last-minute tickets, I'm definitely getting the ticket.
Okay.
If he has time to plan for it, maybe not.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Let's say he has a buddy that he wants to go with.
Yeah.
And he looks at you and goes, I would like to take my friend.
I mean, he's gone with his buddies before.
No, but you're anticipating you're getting this ticket. And he looks at you and goes, I would rather go with my friend. It would be more fun. I love you.
He's cool.
Would that bother you?
Yeah, probably. Okay. It would probably bug me. Because I would take him if I had the extra
well,
ticket.
Well, yeah, but you don't have any friends.
I have friends that go to the games every week.
No, I know you do, but I get
Here's the difference. Like, you can be with your girlfriends, and you can be around your husband, and you don't have to change anything about how you talk. When guys get around women, they have to change the way they talk, the way they discuss things. Because if you're just in your car with your buddy, it's wide
much
open.
Much like you guys change the way you talk when I'm in the room, right?
No, you're not. You're different.
We're not married to you.
Right, and you're cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
But you know, like, if your wife's in the car or if his girlfriend's in the car, you can't have the same conversation about stuff.
It is a different tailgate experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I also think you're different because you don't care about the game. So you are going there to just shoot the crap and
no, but if
that,
no, she's right. You are a huge bitch. That is a good
I mean,
point. Yeah.
But if
most
you and
people,
I,
most we're all in the same boat when we're in the tailgating zone.
No, I was saying like if Pat and I were going to the game,
mm-hmm.
right, and we're just driving up having a conversation. We're
so
just
the conversation would sound like, am I going to be cold? What are the people we sitting around? What are they like? I don't know. Do I have the back to my seat? Because my back's going to kind of hurt.
I need support.
Are there going to be people standing in front of me?
No, she's right. If I had to choose one person to go to the game with in this room, I'm taking Kimmy. 100%
you and I would have way more fun.
No, not at a Bills
game. On the way up?
Not at a Bills game. No, because I want to talk football. I want to listen to the pregame show. You're going to be.
You want to listen to the pregame show?
Yeah, it's football, man.
That's
those pregame
do.
Shows
it's
are
part of
boring
the
as
experience.
Hell. Unless you're listening to a CMA.
Wait, you think that
Who
I would
listen to that on the way there and home to hear all the crazy takes?
Yeah, hey, Dave from Lackawanna. I don't know why they don't kill Sean McDermott so they can bring in a new head coach.
I think they should trade Josh Allen now and get the most they can for him while he's still in his prime.
You know, you bring up something else, Kimmy, talking about the whole, like, going with your buddies versus going with your spouse. I mean, if you go with your spouse, you're paying for two tickets, which can be financially hurtful.
And she's going to want a wine or this or that.
Again, you're describing yourself, but continue.
If you go with buddies, you're only paying for one ticket, which is great. But you also have to find a buddy that, A, has the scratch to go, and, B, is willing to spend that scratch on a day at the stadium.
True.
There are a lot of factors. They have to want to leave at the same time as you. They have to agree on where you're going to tailgate in the beginning, because everybody kind of has a different idea of what that looks like.
There's also the outside tailgaters that you may come across if your buddy has friends that aren't friends with yours, because like that could change your whole experience. I mean, it goes back to the whole me taking Hope to the Bills game a couple of weeks ago because I want to go with you. I'll take this stranger.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, and it was great. We had a blast. Mm. And she didn't whine like a bitch.
She whined.
No, she did not whine once.
Wow.
Not a whiner.
Okay.
Let's take a break. You're not surprised by this scientific study done about going to the bathroom?
I don't know.
We literally just teased it, Kimmy.
I wasn't paying attention.
You said, yes, I think this is actually a thing. Are you dying?
I forgot.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm old.
Yeah? You would think those giant headphones would have implanted the audio into your brain. You feel better after taking...
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's so... I will say this thing is therapeutic.
Uh-huh.
It's the healthiest thing you could do all day.
Okay, we'll get into it.
I remember.
I'll remind Tommy again in just a second. Next here in the break room. Let's see MF. I mean, you always feel better after one of these.
Oh yeah.
But it turns out your performance, both mentally and physically, is vastly improved.
So it's a total cleanse.
Yes, when you take a dump.
Oh yeah.
And we got scientific proof behind it.
I don't think women appreciate dumps the same way men do.
Why? Why?
Because we'll brag about it.
We weren't talking about men. We were talking about everybody.
I understand. I understand. But I don't think women appreciate what they've got.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. A new scientific study says there is proof that taking a dump is good for your brain. So they took 13 participants, and they gave them what's called the Stroop test. It's like a quick, what is this, what is that, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All right. So they gave it to him before, and they gave it to him again, and then they gave them all a laxative and had him take it a third time.
All right, so post-dump.
You got it. All 13 people post-dump improved their score on this test, and the scientists are theorizing it's because you are smarter and your brain works better after you're done going to the bathroom.
Because you think it's because you're relaxed after you've gone?
That's
like, you're so relaxed.
Okay, so here's
the stress is gone.
Thinking about the fact that you have to go to the bathroom, now your brain's occupied with something
else.
So once that's all done, you feel like, you know, you can start fresh.
Well, there's actually a scientific reason behind it, they believe. And it turns out it's not just mental, it's also physical. Researchers also did this a couple of years ago with folks that were like high functioning athletes.
Yeah.
And they found that their performance was better, not just physically, like from being able to move because they were.
Yeah.
But they scanned their brains, and part of the frontal cortex was working differently after they took a dump.
So you're sharper.
Here is the theory.
You're alert. Okay.
It's going to get a little scientific. Are you ready?
Yeah.
They linked the better performance on the Stroop test to a significant increase in oxygen consumption in the area below the belly button post-poop. The researchers theorized that the nerve system around the rectum may play a role in immediate cognitive tasks by sending signals to the brain based on your gut. It also backs up the theory that we, in fact, have two kinds of brains, one in our head, and then our stomach plays more in a role of how we think and act than we previously thought.
So when everything opens up after the dump, it sends a message to your brain.
You know, your gut feeling. You've heard that
before?
Yeah. The theory is that gut feeling isn't actually just a gut feeling. Like, it's your body instructing
you.
Yeah, to do things based on what it's getting. So don't make any rash decisions.
Take a dump.
Until you take a dump.
Right.
But I would think like it has to be, like, because you were talking about they gave him laxatives. Like, I would think that would make things a little messy.
Oh, you just wipe.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Like, it wouldn't feel very satisfying, I would think, knowing, like, now my stomach's all messed
well,
up.
Well, you can take
and I might have to go again soon.
You can take a little bit of a laxative where it just makes you go. You don't have to take like liquid poop laxative. Like,
unless it's like a, you know, a regular normal poop. Mm. How I would think it would throw you off if like you know, it's just not your regular routine.
Well, I think they did the laxatives because they needed to get a result.
Yeah, yeah, you got it. You can't wait around for everyone to dump.
Right. But like I think like just in general how you feel after you've gone, it's so chill. Mm-hmm. And I've never been great leaders that I think.
But yeah, go on. I'm sorry.
No, I think they've been great. There's one leader I'll tell you for sure.
Yeah?
That enjoyed a dump. And like he wasn't even embarrassed about it.
Who's that?
LBJ. So LBJ in meetings in the Oval Office, they had a crapper right out to the side. When he would be talking to his boys,
yeah,
he'd leave the door open and sit there and take a dump and talk to those dudes.
That was a power thing.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, that's it was because he would take his penis out too.
Yeah, well, you got to take your penis out to take a dump, but that's how he mapped out all the bombing routes in Vietnam. He always said it was post dump.
You know, he's actually not wrong. There are other powerful men throughout history that have said that dumping improved their clarity.
Like they did it in a meeting and they kept the meeting going.
Well, no, like Winston Churchill is on record as saying that he always thought better after he took a dump. We actually
what
have.
What did that sound like?
Yeah, what did that sound like? You remember that?
Never before have so many benefited from one large British dump.
And then there was that time where Nixon went on record as saying that he worked and thought way better after taking a dump.
Buzz, I'm sitting here on the crapper. Pat's in the other room because she can't take the stink. But I just want to say all America is proud of you. I'm actually talking to you on the Oval Office phone crapper. Imagine that. From the crapper to the moon and back again. Thank you, boys.
And then, I mean, even for like performers.
Oh, there's somebody else?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Cher would not go on stage and perform until after she took
her dump. Oh, Sonny, I'll be out there in a second. We can't start the show until I take a big old Cher dump. And I got to change the outfits now. It got a little messy.
252 WCMF, new scientific study indicates that you not only perform physically better, but you are smarter after you take a dump.
I will say, like, if I have to go and I'm anywhere but my house, my brain is now consumed with how this is going to happen.
I think that's every woman.
So I would think, I don't know, want to know what that face is.
No,
so let me finish my point real quick.
I think most women are very uncomfortable doing a public dump.
I am. I hate using any public restroom, period. So if I'm not home and in my comfort zone, like I can't concentrate on anything else.
As I get older,
mm-hmm.
I'm finding I like the public dump
really?
More.
Really? No.
Only because, like, ain't my toilet.
Oh, true.
I'm about to blow this thing up, and it ain't my problem.
I don't know if you're like my husband, but he is very, very picky about what toilet paper we purchase.
Yeah, no, that sucks.
I would think that's a factor,
that's
too,
a big boy
in
to
using
be
a public restroom. Like, never is there quality toilet paper in a public restroom.
But even in the public, like, I can use half that roll, and I'll get myself clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't my toilet paper.
Yeah, true.
There's a lot of bad bathrooms people have been in, I'm assuming, taking dumps, right?
We've all faced them.
The worst place to have to take a dump, and this is a scientific fact, is at an old school hockey rink, community hockey rink.
I was going to say Southern gas stations, but I'm sure.
No, I've dumped in there. It's not fun.
But it's worse than an old
can't be worse
rink
than a porta potty.
No, here's why. Okay, porta potty's one.
Okay.
Old school community rink where it's just like the sheet of ice with like a bathroom off the side. It's 30 degrees in there.
Boo.
Right? So, like, if your balls touch the water, you are screaming.
Ugh.
And then, like, have you ever sat down on cold porcelain?
Yes.
Okay. That's not fun.
Yeah.
And, like, it's so cold, your rectum, like, seizes, but it's still coming.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to figure out a way. Fun fact, do you know if you pretend to blow bubbles while you're taking a dump, it makes taking a dump easier?
So it's just breathing techniques.
No, but you have to
Open up both holes, basically.
There is something with a nerve down there.
Oh.
When you do that, it makes it easier.
How many nerves are in your butt?
A lot?
Probably a lot.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay, here, there is technology that I don't understand because I stayed in a place once that had this, and it kind of grossed me out. Heated toilet seat.
Why does that gross you out?
I don't know. It just seems like there would be more germs or something on a heated toilet seat.
Oh, like a public restroom?
Yeah, and it also feels like somebody's been sitting on this.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird.
You know? I didn't like it. I'm like, who would want this on a toilet?
Can I ask one more question?
Well,
okay, so we're talking about, like, you know, as Pete put it, Peter writes us on Instagram, it's a post, or Paul, I'm sorry, post-dump clarity. Mm. There is another post-clarity that exists in the world of men.
What's that?
Well, the post-clarity.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think your brain functions better after a dump or after you crank one out?
Different situations.
Explain.
Because there's a more of a euphoria to an HJ than a dump. You know what I mean?
He said that like you were saying something profound.
I mean, that was kind of profound.
No, I mean, it's a different pleasure sensation.
But we're talking about your brain after, your clarity.
Yeah. Right, but I think it works different sides of the brain, maybe. Because, like, there's one of sexual gratification and there's one of dump gratification. I think those are two different kind of gratifications.
I would like to see a legit study done with brain scans like this one.
Yeah.
Post-batch clarity?
Right.
Post-dump clarity, and which one improves your cognitive function more?
I'm going to say the dump makes you sharper.
Sharper dump? One of the worst stores in the mall. Ew. Seats all gross.
Yeah, don't sit in that massage chair. Yeah, but think about it. After you, once you pull one, man, you're about as dumb as it gets.
It's the opposite.
Once you pull one, you have no strength. You have no ability to think.
So maybe that makes you more tired,
but it would not
make you as clear-headed.
It may not make you clear-headed.
No, how many guys listening to this show?
I don't think I could pull one and do algebra.
You can't do algebra not pull one. How many guys listening to this show, whether it's doing it by themselves or with somebody else, as soon as that came out, they're like, oh, this was a bad idea. Like that clarity afterwards where, you know what I mean?
I'm just ready for a nap.
Okay. Let's take a break.
Or a sandwich.